Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone. Please go and get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. Things are about to get very educational, guys. So I'm going to give you guys 3 seconds to get everything sorted. 3, 2, 1. Alright, okay. You're still chilling there. You still haven't gotten your paper. You think I can't see you? Just go get the paper, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody, to the Pride Podcast, South Africa's best podcast, quote unquote. No one needs to quote us on that, but we've put it on ourselves. We've bestowed it on ourselves to call ourselves the best podcast in South Africa. And how's everyone doing?
Doing well.
All good.
Now we're proud of my guy.
And on today's episode, you know, we just thought, why not bring the GOAT of the industry? A man who inspired us to start everything that we're doing right now. In case you didn't know, we have your boy Tanaka.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for having me on, what did you call it? South Africa's most what?
South Africa's best podcast.
Best.
South Africa's best podcast. I really do appreciate the time, boys. This is dope.
Self-acclaimed.
I also feel like such an old man. You know, when I'm called an inspiration, you always achieve. You know, like, I'm inspired by people much older than me. You know what I mean? But I understand. Just to clarify, I'm still young.
You needed to say that.
I'm just trying to clarify, just in case. I don't know who's in the, you know, I don't know what the audience is like.
He's young and available, people.
I love it.
No, we love to see it. But I think we can just start here, guys. How was the week? We can start with Tapiwa. How was your week, my guy?
Oh, yo, my guy. My week has been hectic, bro. Business has been booming. Credit to the podcast. People have been advertising my business. We're getting clients, customers. Things are happening, man. Things are happening.
Yeah, and Tanaka, if you need yourself a durag, you have your boy Tapiwa here.
Oh, brilliant. Tapiwa. I'm actually Durag Gang.
Yes, you know, thank you.
Raymond, I thought I would have inspired you in the Waves game as well. Because you saw my tsunami that I was coming with. You saw my
tsunami. Why don't we just do a young wave check? I'm joking. No need for a wave check.
it's been a while. It's been so Tapiwa, you know the process better than anybody does.
Bruh,
you know, when
grind.
You wear a durag, at least in the first couple of weeks or days, you get these little tension headaches. I'm not sure. Maybe I was tying my things too tight. I was looking for instant results or whatever. But I was getting all these little headaches creeping up, you know what I mean?
And then
I was
like, you're getting a complimentary durag for that.
Now the waves clocked in and I thought, now we're good. So when I stopped the process and everything kind of died down, thinking about those headaches again kind of put me off. So no waves at the moment, but yeah.
The results are with the process, bro. Come back at it. Join the squad.
It's lockdown, guys. You have no one to impress at the current moment in time.
Dude, honestly, like, what's the point?
Absolutely
at this
correct,
point,
bro?
If you're going to be doing wave check by yourself, imagine wave check in the mirror every morning now. Come on.
Yeah, to be honest, I think the last time I wore cologne was like at least 6 months ago. Right now,
you need to take better care of yourself, bro.
Okay, well, you're alone.
No, but what am I putting cologne on for, though? My rents and my sisters.
Okay, well, you're alone there, bro.
For your own self, like, just morale, bro.
just morale.
Morale.
Yeah, it's for yourself.
Morale.
Wow. Nah, but for real, I'm curious to hear from you guys. I know we're still talking about our weeks, but you guys don't have those days where you just feel like waking up and dressing up for no reason.
Yeah.
Maybe get going some more, a bit overdressed. You don't have those type of days?
Nah, I got them.
But that's almost every day for me.
Nah, I don't have that kind of energy to just dress up for myself, bro. I'm literally the type of nigga where I can literally chill the whole day. Like, I'll wake up, shower, fine. And then I can literally just change back into the sweatpants and tank top I was wearing the night before. Because I didn't go anywhere with it. I didn't do anything in it anyways.
I
may as well just chill.
Extreme. That's extreme now, Nash.
No, but it's not dirty. It's not dirty. Look, if you shower almost twice a day, Your body is practically clean. If all I'm doing is waking up, going onto my laptop, start working on my stuff, and then I go back to sleep after showering. Why did I do the whole day? I don't even sweat because my fan is on. Like, okay, well, right now it isn't on. But my fan is on the whole day, bro. I'm cool the whole day.
Yeah. The man is looking for reasons, bro, to justify himself.
I don't sweat for nobody. Yeah. So why must I be worried? But obviously, there is a 2-day limit on clothes. You know, you can't just wear the same thing for, you know, you wait for like 2 days straight and then you're like, okay, let's switch, because you can actually start smelling the sleep. Yeah, you can start smelling the sleep on your clothes. Guys, please don't tell me I'm not the only one, but you can actually smell, like, ever worn like a shirt of yours? Like, I know, like, we all have like our pajamas that we repeat. Okay, maybe I'm the only one, but sometimes you can smell the sleep on your clothes. Am I the only one? Am I the only one that can smell the sleep in their clothes?
For me, focusing on the fact that what Tanaka was talking about, guys, there are those days when you wake up and you just want to be fresh, bro. Nah. Put on the cologne. Out there looking nice.
But you don't know who you're going to run into, bro.
Nah, it's not about that. It's just about, you know, the morale he was talking about. I agree, bro. Like, there are those days I just wake up, like, let me just smell that cologne. Let me just, you know, smell nice.
The only time I do that is if I know that day I'm going out and I'm going to be doing some important stuff. Like, if I have a lunch date or if I have a photography gig. That's the only time that I'm only like, okay, no, let me put on that cologne. Let me really do my hair properly. Let me comb it out. Let me do the whole shebang.
No, you're alone, Nash. You must not involve us in your things. But let's just get on to you, Tanaka. How was your week, Tanaka?
No, listen, can't complain. Obviously, it's still January. Still. I'm not sure. How many episodes have you guys dropped in January? Like 5, 7? But we're going through it. So I can't say too much. The days, I'm still at that point, and I'm pretty sure you guys are at that same place where you just don't know what day it is. You don't know if you're coming or going anymore. You know what I mean? We don't live our life by any sort of like time, chronos or kairos, whatever people prescribe to. We just kind of moving. So I'm still in that space. Yeah, the week was good. Did what I did.
No, I
can't complain. There aren't too many highlights these days, you know?
It's just Monday, and then weekend. Yeah. But for today's one, I think we should start off like those guys.
You'll never walk alone.
Really?
What is this nonsense?
Those gents are walking alone.
They're walking alone.
I'm disgusted. I'm legit disgusted. So this is what I'm... Yo, let me just clarify for everyone listening. I said to Raymond, we've been speaking for like a week. I said to Raymond, so where's the content? Send me the, you know, the running order, whatever you guys call it. And today he's like, I'll send it. And he sends nothing. I get onto the meeting place here. And the man says to me, we want to surprise you. I'm thinking, what could surprise me in this day and age? And this is what you're bringing.
Raymond. <All
right. laughs> It had to be done, you know. I think it had to be
first
done.
First, you call me an OG of the game. You call me an inspiration. And then you bring this to my door.
I'm guessing this man's a Liverpool fan. What is happening?
He is. A devout Liverpool fan at that.
Why do you do this to yourself, my brother?
Yeah.
I thought we were on a vibe. Well, what's happening?
So you're fine with abusive relationships, ne?
Apparently. Long suffering and all that type of jazz. I think Liverpool fans make the best partners. Just for me personally, you know.
Nah. It's Arsenal fans.
Even after losing everything, Arsenal fans still stick around, man. Those guys are loyal.
Arsenal fans are loyal.
They get Ozil. Guys, maybe it's our year. Get a bomber. Maybe this is our year. Every year's maybe their year.
Every year's your year. Yeah. For Arsenal fans, every year's your year. It's your year to lose. Vele.
Guys, Liverpool is going through the most, guys. What's going on there at the Anfield? What is going on?
Are you asking
on?
Me as the Liverpool fan?
Yeah, you're the rep, bro. Look, you're the representative.
Rep your gang.
Yeah, let me tell you what Klopp sent me via email. No, look, this is the reality, boys. I'm guessing in this platform right now, there's United fans here for sure, as there usually is in any conversation. But the reality is this.
Yeah.
No United fans.
Nah.
2 City fans, 1 Arsenal fan, and Nash. I would say Nash is a
soccer fan.
Yeah,
I'm just a soccer fan. I don't really keep up with
All right.
with the nitty grits of things.
Okay, that's a safe place to be, Nash, especially when things are going this way. firstly, you're the first City fans I've ever met, so there's that. Now, with regards to Liverpool, I just think things are just, it happens. I think my analysis, of course, it's not an expert analysis, it's just that of someone who watches a bunch of games, would be we've always lacked in a certain position. That's the number 10 role since Coutinho left. That position has not been filled. We've struggled for creativity. I think we're in a really good wave the past three seasons where that gap didn't feel so apparent. That's just because Salah, Firmino, Mane were just clicking so well. But in times of drought or in times like this where things are not going your way, you kind of start to see those holes again, right? Where there were holes, it starts to become a lot more apparent. So I think the number 10 role is something that where we've always struggled and we've never really found an answer for that. I mean, if you look around the league in the bigger teams, you're getting goals out of midfield. We're not getting those goals at Liverpool, number one. Number two, the core of that team in terms of the attacking trident has been together for so long, you almost get the sense that eventually this was going to come. That moment when it just got stale. You know, I was actually watching, couldn't remember what I was watching or reading, and they were actually highlighting the fact that this is the fourth season Salah, Mane and Firmino have played together. In leagues gone by and seasons gone by with attacking trios or whatever like that, they usually stay together two seasons, maybe three max, but genuinely not four. You know, one will stay, two will move, you know, sort of little shuffling like that. So I think everything eventually runs its course, and it's not the same, or it's the same rather in football as well. So we're struggling. I'll tell you what though, City fans, I think City take the league this season. I'm hoping.
Amen.
I'm glad there's no United fans here because that would have been a disaster.
Oh no! Thank you for giving us your blessing.
And let me just clarify something, Raymond, before you ride on your horse and you know you my wanting City to win the league is purely based on the fact that I think Manchester City, it doesn't affect me if you win. You know, like there is no potential ramifications if Manchester City win the league. It almost feels like it's just been given away. I know too many United fans for that to be a reality. I know too many Arsenal fans, too many Chelsea fans. I only know you guys are City fans.
Are you listening, Marshall?
Before that statement, we were on a wave, my brother. We were together.
we're all agreeing. We're all like, you know what? Let's listen to Tanaka mourning. But now we're no more with you now. We're no more.
Now the thing is, Liverpool are back to Liverpool ways, my guy. We knew this was going to happen, my guy.
I just want to say to all those that are listening and they are wondering how this man is so well informed, bruh. This guy is a whole host of talk amongst yourself, like a whole soccer guru, bruh. This is why this man has so much intel. Legit. Like, it's going to be in the description below.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Check out my show. It's in high definition.
It's in high definition.
Yo, the only high quality choice he made is his quality on his podcast.
We're grilling the man. But I think I know why Liverpool's not doing well. Hey.
Why is that?
Have you guys seen Sadio Mane's hair situation at the current moment in time? I honestly think that's why. The man got a haircut. I do not know when it was. I think Mane should just go bald at this point in time.
Nah. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot more sense than what's going on right now.
Nah. I bet you Mane looks into the mirror every morning and he just stresses about his hair. And that stress just goes onto the field. The man should just go bald, man. His hairline.
Let me tell you something, Raymond. I think as someone who's a lot closer to people who are balding at this moment of their lives than maybe you guys are, it's tough, man. I've watched men losing their hair and fight. They have held on to whatever is left.
They fight.
I think that's the final step in terms of I don't know where that puts you socially, but it's not a safe place to be. 20 however years old, which you know Mane is still. Don't forget that. We watch these guys and think they're super old. 20 however years old and you're bald. I mean that's socially, I'm not sure where you guys put bold people on the hierarchy, but I think it's quite low.
Nah, you gotta take it strong.
I've never met a broke person that's bold. It's only people with hair that get broke. I've never met a bold person that's broke. And they always have a beard, but Mane doesn't have a beard.
Yeah. And have you guys checked out Tanaka's beard, guys?
Ah, oh, bruh, this man. This man has a beard that connects, bruh. he's Arab, bruh. He's a whole Arab, this man. I tell you.
Now I'm worried about my hairline. That's now my next concern, because Nash has prophesied.
Don't worry, it will stick around for like 5 more years.
Thank wow. you. I'll take that nah, five. But I'll take that five.
With that beard, he has nothing to worry about. Like this man could be bald, but that beard.
Yeah,
man,
no, that beard is strong. Bro, your beard like, game strong, boy. Let me not even die.
Yeah, guys, just your moment can come. Just believe in yourselves. That's the best.
He says this like hair grows from belief.
Mm-hmm. It needs a leap of faith.
But answer me this, gents. If you guys were balding, what would you do? I'm curious.
Bro, you gotta take it strong. Take it strong. If you see us starting bald, go bald. Just on the Rock kind of Jason Statham kind of vibe.
But some niggas don't look good bald. That's not true. You know the guys who are always wearing caps? Who are bald and wearing caps?
I personally wouldn't be fine going bald. Like, you know, every day I look at my dad, man. My dad is currently 54, 55, somewhere there, right? And only like when he started turning 50 did he start going bald. It was only around then I was like, all right, okay, so if that's happening to my dad, I'm giving myself until like 50 for me to turn
yeah,
bald.
The time
and
is coming.
I was fine with that. But if I saw pictures of my dad in his 30s or in his 20s, him going bald, I was going to make
going bald is not a choice.
God forbid.
What's ironic
bro.
Is that during lockdown, I cut my hair twice, bald, like twice. Which I'd never thought I'd do. But it's ironic that people will make the choice to cut their heads bald, you know, by themselves, but won't do it when they start balding. You know what I mean? Like, if I start balding, I don't think I'm cutting my hair.
Nah, bro.
I'm gonna fight. You know what I mean?
That's when people are just trying to hold on to hope, bro.
But I feel like Tapio's capping, bro. Tapio's capping. Guys, going bald without a beard is such... Like that doesn't
yeah,
work.
Yeah, no, it's
nah,
a struggle.
For me, yeah, I'd fight.
Yeah, Tanaka, tell us, how did you get to this moment in your life where you can look at yourself in a mirror and see a fully connecting beard? What were the steps?
How did I get you?
How did you get there?
You make it sound like you started a business, bruh.
Hey, you know what I mean? Like I had to go catch it somewhere or like, you know.
Let's go to Nigeria for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Look, I didn't have to do no scamming to get it. You know, 419s or whatever the stuff is that niggas are doing who usually have beards out there from West Africa. Wow. Legit, I just got it. And I remember when I got it, it wasn't when it was popular to have it. You know what I mean? When I got it, it wasn't cool. And then, you know, with time, we thank the Lord because all things work together for the good, for those who love it. So here we are. It was tough coming up. I won't lie. Like you guys said, the beard does definitely add... a lot to your game overall. I don't want to tell you the type of things I've pulled off. You know what I mean? With a little bit of hair. But there are no more leagues that I am out of, at least. Nah, but check it. I couldn't tell you, Ray. That question is difficult to answer. I didn't do anything. I was the fortunate recipient of a good thing.
You know what, man? When it comes to growing a beard, it is what it is, you know? You just gotta do what you gotta do. And man, it's just genetics. That's all I can really say about it. But guys,
it is what it is.
But guys, I turn 20 this coming week on the 29th of January, guys. I turn 20. Now, Tanaka, being the elder of the podcast for
the
today,
elder.
Right.
Sheesh, the elder.
This is brutal. This is
Tanaka's
really
been a truth.
Bro, she's never gonna go
elder. I mean, so many things have okay. Yeah. That's all right. What's up?
Okay. So I'm turning 20. And what advice would you have for someone in my situation where I'm turning 20 soon? And there's obviously, yes, we have COVID and there's not everything that you can do right now. But there are things that I can do in order to help prepare for my future and whatnot and whatnot. What advice would you give me turning 20 and to those who are going to be turning 20 soon?
Thank you so much for consulting me, young man. really what I would say is, and genuinely I would say start a podcast. I think it seems like a joke, but I think most of the issues we have are because we're struggling with ourselves. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think this is a good platform where you can kind of come and say who you are, into a microphone, and that will translate for the people who listen to it. But for you, it also does a world of good. I'm pretty sure you gentlemen can attest to that. Mm-hmm. You know, that just by having certain conversations, you've either learned or realized things about yourself, or even identified places where you've made mistakes. Listen, I don't even know if I'm the right person to give advice about preparing for what comes after 20, because I really think I started to kind of get my finger on life when I turned, I don't know, 24. I'm 25, 26 now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in between there, yeah, everything in between there was just me kind of just doing my thing. You know, there was no, I never had, you know, I think the older we get, I think the more socially exposed you are, the more that question, it creeps up more often than not when you're a lot younger. Mm. That question is, how can I be better prepared? Or maybe I was just someone who was just super unaware of life and all its trappings.
Yeah.
But for me, preparation came later. I could have been a late bloomer, granted. But what it really was about for me, outside of everything else, because, you know, you'll go to school, you'll get your education, but you can also be educated but still be unaware of who you are.
Yeah,
you know, you can have money but be unaware of yourself.
Stuff,
and I think that's when a lot of the problems are. So, so yeah, I started, for me, my journey was in, obviously spiritually, I don't want to say aligning myself, not a chakra dude, but it started with God. It also went into outside of religion and my faith. It had to do with myself. You know, we all carry issues and traumas and things like that. And I feel like we should spend a lot more time dealing with those issues as opposed to just pursuing things, you know? So I really started meditating and all that type of jazz. And again, I'm not the final voice. I'm not on this podcast because I'm a life coach. I've just been asked a question. So just don't take my advice for it, but I'm just saying what's worked for me and really coming into myself. You know, I know a little bit about psychology. They talk about external and internal locus of control.
Yeah.
So often the time things happen to us
Deep stuff.
we talk about how other people were to blame and you know, we point the finger and we never look at ourselves. And if you think about your relationships to Piwa, Melvin, Nash, Raymond, you'll see that even when you left a relationship, even if it was your fault, you'll find a way to blame her, or even a friendship, whatever the case is. We're so often pointing the finger and never at ourselves. So my journey over the past year and a bit, 2 years, has just been about finding myself, and it's not a journey that ever ends. You know, it's continual.
Yeah.
Life isn't about destination.
Mm.
You know, it's a continual kind of journey. So, that's my stab at what comes next, Nash. I'm not sure if that answer suffices.
Yeah, no, I definitely
you heard it.
I definitely hear what you're saying, and like in terms of like when you're busy talking about how you need to have an internal and external look at yourself. When I first started my motivational speaking career, right now it's on pause because I was told that look, if you want to be a motivational speaker, not even COVID. Thing to being a motivational speaker and an author, is that you need to have some kind of life experience. Right, that you need to tell people that say, hey, look, I've been through A, B, C, D, and therefore I can say E, F, G, you know. And what I used to say to people who would always ask me about like identity and trying to understand their pain and whatnot is that it's all about understanding the three components of the fundamentals of being human: your past, your present, and your future. And the questions that come with that is, who were you and what did you learn from being that person? Who are you now and what choices can you make now to benefit your future? And the third set of questions that you should be asking is, in my future, who do I want to be? So your present and your future are intertwined, but as you will notice that your past is the only thing that is on pause and that you can only be looking backwards at, but you shouldn't be letting it pull you backwards. Instead, it should push you forward into seeing who you want to be and who you are right now, you know? So yeah, definitely. Thank you, Tanaka, for the advice.
Nah, deep stuff.
After I've listened to that, I don't even know why you asked me what to do with your life. I feel like you're quite an awful. I should ask you, man. I got some years that I need to
figure out. Lol, man. But Tanaka, in Okay, right. So yes, we've talked about what it means like on an identity type of basis. What age did you move out of your parents' house? Because the rest of us here on this podcast still stay with our parents. Or do you have your own living situation? Or have you moved out? And if you have moved out, what age do you think would be fine with moving out? Like, at what age do you think someone is like, do you think someone is ready to actually move out?
Yo. Oh, we're not asking deep questions.
Yeah. Whew, my goodness. What? So, firstly, let me answer the first question. No, I have not moved out. Still at the crib. Look, in terms of what age, I think we all kind of have ideas in our mind of what age makes sense. And that's all. There's a lot of things that, of course, contribute to that decision. But I think, it's not a bad experience to have if needs must. But there's so many ways to look at it. Circumstances, do you need to? What is your, for example, I have a single parent. I'm not going to get into dynamics of having just living with my mother and all that kind of stuff. But there are situations that determine when you leave or when you should leave. So it's different for everybody. I don't think I could even say, yeah, this is the age, get out of the crib at this stage. I feel like those experiences that you feel like you're missing out on from the house, so you have those experiences anyway. I don't think I'm any more less equipped now than I would have been had I left.
Facts.
So, but look, the truth is this, there are obvious benefits to being away from home, but we live a long life, God willing, you know. So I can't say. That's a difficult question. I can't say. I don't know.
Are you listening, Nash?
Just do what you want
to
do.
Nash wants to move out because he wants to be part of the streets.
Yeah, Nash wants to move out and go to Midrand and get a GTI and have a fridge, no furniture.
Go to Center.
That's what Nash wants to do.
I'm not even aiming for Midrand right now.
That's not the goal.
Like, Midrand's expensive, guys. I checked out that rent, guys. For Midrand, no.
Yeah, that's why they got no furniture and no food.
We need to compromise.
I can't confirm this. I don't know any Midrand boys.
Allegedly.
If you guys know any, maybe you can confirm this for me. I'm just saying what Twitter's saying, you know what I mean?
You're talking to Midrand boys right now.
People are going to get attacked, yeah.
Oh, I see Tapua. You see Tapio with the two chains in his picture here on Zoom, so that makes sense. That makes sense. It's a very Midrand thing you are going on.
Yo, the way we're attacking Midrand people, guys. But I hope you're listening, Nash, though.
Yeah. He's been so stressed about his 20s. He's like, nah, I need to move out. And you don't need that pressure, bruh. Like, you don't need to move out. Nash, you just want to be for the streets. That's the problem. You want your GTI.
I also just want to chip in there and say, Nash, you know, it's... Again, as someone who's pursuing the path that you're pursuing, it's kind of the road less traveled, you know. And I think with that being said, if you want to put pressure on yourself to get out the crib, that's fine. That's you know, you got to deal with that pressure by yourself. So I'll never prescribe to you which way to go. But again, all I will say is whatever you're looking for out there, it's probably not there. That's all I'm going to say. And you and I can talk privately about that. You know what I mean? And go deep in terms of what I've said. That's my feeling.
Nah, facts. That's proper advice right there. That's proper.
Yeah, no, that's proper advice.
Let me just tell you like a young background story. So this podcast, we have set rules. I'd say the rules, right? Like young terms and conditions. We've set up the foyer gang.
Things we live by.
We said if you're going to get into a relationship, the chances of it working out properly are higher after 20. So anything before 20... Yeah. We advise, you know...
Cut that nonsense.
Yeah. Cut that nonsense.
Cut that nonsense.
So, I don't know, bro. Like, man, what's your take? Are you in a relationship right now? If not, what advice would you give us technically? Because, like, we're second year varsity, you know, we're getting to 20.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. Time is running out. We're getting old, boys.
I feel like Tapio, being a Midrand man, is better equipped to answer this question. You know, has proved. He knows what I mean. He knows what goes on in Midrand. Check. With regards to, can I tell you something? I don't know if it's, I don't even know if it's funny or if it's sad. I don't know where you sit on the, in terms of what I'm about to say. I have the worst relationship etiquette in the world, you know? So I don't even want to act like a wise man when it comes to that kind of stuff. My first relationship was when I was 18 years old, you know, like first ever.
That's respectable.
First.
And
that's respectable.
Really respectable?
Yes.
I appreciate that. Then I'm around good people. I'm around good people. Thank you so much, Marvin. That's good for my soul. I was 18. And look, it wasn't for the want of trying, but it just, you know, the whole relationship game never appealed to me. So obviously my first relationship coincided with my first kiss and my first, you know, everything. You start going into the water first. And then yeah. I never had one again till I was 21. And then after that one ended after a couple of months, I didn't have one again till I was 23. That ended after a couple months. I didn't have one again till I was, you know, like 25. So
why is this the case though? I feel like Tanaka is that, you know, that best friend, that funny guy.
Yeah, Tanaka looks like a best friend.
Yeah, he looks like a best friend. Legit. He's archer scoping. He's like, nah, it's not yet time. When he sees that things are ripe, he's there.
Crazy.
He's throwing jokes, punchlines, Hansa Archer laughing. He's like, yeah, no.
Oh,
best friend.
He's planting seeds, my brother. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm dead. No, I'm laughing because that's come up before. That's really come up. Not in the way that you guys are making it. You're actually trying to make it sound... No, you guys are trying to make it sound like I've been planting seeds. Nah, genuinely, I found myself being friend-zoned a lot. You'll be surprised. It's just, you know, when you, I don't know, when you just super, I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you, but.
Right, the struggle goes on.
Nah.
Can I just say one thing though? Can I just say one thing? I don't believe in the friend zone. I genuinely don't believe
it's real, my brother. It's very much real.
No, friend zone is real, guys.
I don't believe in it.
There's a brother zone even, my guy.
Nah, okay, no, the brother zone exists. No, the brother zone very much exists, guys. I know that one is alive and kicking. But friend zone, that one is not, I don't think it exists, guys. I tell all my friends this, guys, ne? There isn't such a thing as out of your league. Yes, there are people that will give you guababa, ne? Mara. In terms of being in your league, out of your league, that stuff does, it's not true. You know why?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because have you ever not seen a grenade walking with a flame, guys?
I just called people grenades. Wow. Nash, you're a motivational speaker. Don't forget your craft, bro. This is all you're working on. Okay? You're on the clock 24/7. You never log off. Okay?
Why would you
I disagree with Nash. I definitely think there's a friend zone. But I think the way it's been pushed to us isn't exactly how that relationship comes about. I think it's more so... Oh, forgive me there, boys. I think it's more so when men try get into relationships with women, but we're not genuine about our intentions from the start. We come in with this whole...
That's what knows, guys.
And then you try to flip the script. And by then, she's already moisturized in friendship. You can't change what she thinks is true about the relationship.
Moisturized in friendship.
Yeah, no, it's too late. I've been guilty of that. That's my sin. My sin is, when I was younger, is trying to come through, let me just be a nice guy around her, be a good friend, be supportive, and eventually, you know, it'll be that movie scene at the end.
I won't lie.
Movie,
I feel like I'm still on the same page as Tanaka. Like,
low-key. No, this is speaking facts, bro.
Yeah.
Malume Tanaka.
But the thing is, for Tanaka, the gender is too funny for him to be stuck in the friend zone. It doesn't make sense. Because Tanaka's got the thing going. The beard. The jokes. the podcasts.
Okay,
the vibes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate the love. No, but look again, what I'm referring to is not an issue I have now. It's more, you know, things that were happening back in the day as opposed to right now. Mm. I'm just using experience. That's what experience is. It's going through things and then looking back. You know,
in the days of my youth.
Exactly. In those days. But in terms of relationship, gang, again, all those things, it's relative to who you are as a person. You know, I'll never give one answer for these things because it depends. Some people, I mean, I know some dudes who got married at 21, relationships, let me not even compare and try assume things and start. But I know people who are in good relationships when they're young and some who get into relationships much older and it doesn't work. And so there really is no timing. Again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier on. I think it's about where you're at personally, where your mindset is. And honestly, whatever you kind of think, that's kind of what you will receive and what you will reap at the end of the day. When I was kind of playing around and stuff like that, that's the types of relationships I was getting into. You know, and then as I got more serious about it, that I started getting slightly more serious relationships. That's just the energy I was putting out at the time. Mm. And I was moving different. So take your time, man. I think, again, depending on who you are, there's no rush, you know?
Why rush? Exactly.
For the disclaimer, we're just going to tell everyone, please get a piece of paper and a pen.
Yeah. Today, right? Make notes.
Honestly, I need to come back to this podcast every week. It feels good to be an inspiration. OG. What did Nash call me? The wise man. Something like, I don't know. It feels good to be all these things.
I feel like at the end of this, we're going to have to take back our words. Remember when we were saying, nah, before 20. Now we're going to be like, ish, before 20. It depends on what you
want. I still stand by that thing. I still stand by that thing of saying before 20, any relationship you had doesn't count. Right? Anything before 20 doesn't count.
I agree. No, if that was the question, I completely agree. No. If the question was, does a relationship count? I would say no. Just in my mind, but in terms of where you are and what you're pursuing, that's on you. But does it count? Absolutely not. I'm not counting no relationships I had when I was, I said 18 was my first relationship, but that was significant because it was the first. But anything before that, that was all just jokes. That was all, unless you're white people relationship different.
Because
white people having sleepovers at their boyfriend's house when they're 16. You know what I mean? So that relationship already went over the same. You had to act like you didn't like girls for the first portion of your life. You know how it is.
Raymond and I actually spoke about this a bit. I remember we were saying this, like, if you date a white hun, I guarantee you she's going to pull up at your house. Hey, yo, I'm outside. What's happening?
How does she know where your house is?
Listen to the Midrand boys. How does she know where your house is? That's not sharing location. Love you.
Nah, not like that.
Like, let's meet at the mall.
So what advice would you give those who have just started, maybe they have their first EPs out? What advice would you say that you have gotten or something that you have learned within the industry that you can pass on to us?
You know what I will say? It's a tricky one, because I've struggled with this one, and there's a deep war within myself, because, you know, some people say things like be authentic, remain true to yourself. This is music and arts and podcasting or whatever the case may be. And then others will say things like, but you have to be adaptable. I was having a very interesting conversation about that recently. You know, I know some conscious rappers, and they really make dope music. But then we also sit back and be like, is this music ever going to move? We know the market in South Africa is very, club heavy. What you know, it's
what can play the groove.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, you're a conscious rapper. You want to be authentic to your sound, but is that what will move? So it's just about being realistic with what your goals are. You know, if your goals are to find yourself in a space where you have the mass audience and very quickly, then do what the requirements are to get you there. At that pace, you know? And that's not to say it will work for everybody, but you're putting yourself in a better position. If people want to hear trap music and you're giving them trap, then if people want to hear trap and you're giving them spoken word, it's just, you know what I mean? You're taking the longer way around. Not to say anyone's dream is invalid, but at the same time, if you want to remain authentic to yourself and your sound and believe that it will work, then yeah, you got to remain persistent with it. So I think the most important thing in music and in any goal that you're chasing, and we always talk about persistence when it pertains to the creative spaces. We never talk about persistence anywhere else because it's assumed that these things are given. But the truth is, you're going to have to push when no one's listening. You know, the same way if you're an accountant, you would have to do the hours when, you know, no one's watching, but you know what I mean? When you're at home, whatever, you know what I mean? Everything requires that amount of effort. And I think the same is true here. And if you are looking for quick numbers, quick results, quick money in the pocket, this is not the place. Where you want to go is to the place where you get lottery tickets or sports betting or something like that. Because here, you're very much playing the long game. Yeah. So it's about being realistic, knowing where you want to go. And then if you find yourself as someone who wants to adapt your sound or your podcast, whatever it is, do that. Or if you find yourself as someone who wants to remain true to yourself and bet on yourself, do that. You know, no one can take that dream away from you. So yeah, I don't know if that's advice, but it's
round of applause, everyone.
Yeah.
Now, thank you so much. It has now come to that time of our episode. At the end of every episode, we like to promote different businesses that are starting out or have been working very, very hard. from my end, you guys know I'm a photographer, Nash Views Photography on Instagram. You guys want to have a shoot, just go send a DM, send an email, everything is there. And you know what to do. Raymond, you got anything going on these days, my guy?
Nah. I didn't get any business to promote today. But Tanaka, do you have anyone that you want to promote?
Or any shout-outs you want to give out to anybody?
Yeah, just shout-outs. Jeez, okay, yo TV. check it. I want to say what you guys are doing is really dope. So I want to give a shout-out to you guys.
Bless up. Keep going with it.
Keep going with it. You never know where these things will end up. You know, these things that we do in life, we're shooting into the darkness. We never know what we'll hit. So you just keep going with it. In terms of shout outs, check my stuff out. It's in the description, right?
And yeah.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I'm a promote myself. I'm a push myself.
Promote so yourself, man. This is where to do it.
Exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to shout out Tanaka. Thank you so much for coming. I'm gonna, you know, shout out Talk Amongst Yourself, because that's dope. Like, I follow that, and that you're bangs for real. And shout out to the Other Side Podcast with the whole gang, Abo Stokes, Abo, everyone, Sozi, and all the whole gang.
Yeah.
You've been listening. You're my guy.
Keep inspiring. You see, this podcast pulled up from what you guys are doing. So yeah, no, keep it up. We'd love to see it.
It's a blessing, brother.
And yeah, now that's about it from my side. But also keep following Streamshare. Go check it out. We're gonna add it to the description below. The description is gonna be packed. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. It's been dope episode.
Thank you everyone for hopping on today.
Tanaka, thank you for everything, man. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks.
Just a suggestion, fellas. Maybe need like a synchronized roar when you finish the show. You know?
Yes.
I don't know. It's the pride. Rawr, trying to get together. Right? I don't know. I'm an ideas man. You can listen to me.